KM4VWA, W4DJW. You still there, Steve?
Yeah, yes, sir. So, is it a mouse?
It's in the computer. It's, I don't know, it just started beeping and I couldn't find it. I was moving mice and airplane transmitter and just moving stuff across the room, and Amy was sitting at my desk and she said, "It's coming from your computer inside here," pointing at the monitor. And sure enough it is, and it's still beeping. I don't know what's doing it though. But anyway, it's not something that's about to run out on my desktop like I was thinking it was.
Well, you'd think maybe it could be a CMOS battery warning?
That's possible, but I think it's more likely something I got running.
Well, I just wanted to say hey, and I just let you know that I'm going to be watching the inside of my eyelids today. I just don't feel like trying to fly between the raindrops.
Yeah, me either. I've been watching outside. I found it. You know what it was? So my Taranis transmitter for my airplanes, I had it open and it was in simulate mode. And simulate, because I'm mixing. So I found these, before I quit flying last time, I found these AR636 receivers that have built-in telemetry, and they're DSM-X, not DSM-2 receivers. And they do all kind of fancy stuff. And I bought like three of them with the three satellite receivers. And I was just looking over how you program them. And I had already programmed the laser with one of them. And I was just trying to study how it worked with the simulator running. Well, the simulator simulated me setting the transmitter aside and forgetting to turn it off. And it starts sending you that warning beep to tell you to turn it off. It was the simulator simulating the warning timeout timer. Does that make sense?
How about that? Well, hey, you know what? We got to have, on occasion they're very handy, but, you know, we got to have tones and beeps and buzzers and tweaks and everything else in the book to keep us all straight with all of our new technology.
That is true. Well, I didn't even know, you know, as I cleaned up from downstairs and I moved everything into the upstairs airplane room, I would find these things. And I decided, okay, as I come across them, I'm going to put all the airplane stuff over here and all the hardware stuff over here and all the CNC stuff over here. And every time I find a piece of that, I just move it to that location. And I've tallied up six of these receivers already. Most of them have never even been opened. It's the kind that have that. It's that kind that you were talking about that have that safe capability, but it's not limited to a specific airplane. It's what you buy that'll just cover all airplanes. It's what you buy to get the functionality separately from an airplane that already has it in it.
Well, hey man, I'll tell you what. There's just one problem here. You're gonna start running out of over here's and over there's.
Over here and over there, what?
Your toys.
Oh yeah, that's been a problem forever. I've given up on ever solving that problem. That problem's not going away.
What you need to do is build yourself a man cave out back, at least 40 by 60, with two or three air conditioned offices.
You know, I used to have one of those. So I've had three different setups like that. I've had the one that's in the house, I've had the one that's under the house, and a full-size basement under the house, and I've had the detached garage separated from the house. I don't like the one that's in the house because there's not enough room. I don't like the one that's detached from the house because you got to run through the rain to get out there to it, and you've got to keep humidity. You got to keep stuff running all the time to keep the humidity out. So you don't want to leave anything out there unless you know, do temperature control in two separate places. You get mold and mildew and stuff like that, so I don't like that. The setup that works really, really good is a full-size basement under the house, and I don't think I could do that where I'm living now.
No. Hey, anything's possible if you got enough money.
Yeah, the detached one would be nice, if you could do temperature control and you had like a underground tunnel that you could walk through when it's raining and you don't have to walk out in the rain. Or you built you a glass tube to run out there through. I don't know.
Well, see, the nice part about mine down there is I have a full HVAC system in there, and anything that I'm worried about moisture, all I got to do is just put it inside the two office suite area where I've got that built inside my main building, and I leave it in there, and it's no problem.
Does that all come on a single power bill?
Because of the size of my building, I had to have a, I didn't have to, but the building is separated from the house by about 600 feet or better, and Duke, in their infinite wisdom, and they were actually pretty smart in doing this, set up a power vault halfway between the house and the building. And that way they just ran a 200 amp service down to the building and then a 200 amp service up to the house. And it was a little more efficient for them that way. Plus, doing it that way, I had two independent 200 amp services, you know, which is actually better, especially when you're running a piece of wire, you know, 600 or 700 feet. Man, you got to size that copper up. You know, it's got to get big. It's got to get real big to run that kind of distance.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's where the basement pays off. You get all that for free.
Your situation, you're not using any heavy power, but see, for me, you know, I got a fairly large welder, and I've got my car lift and a few other things that consume a little bit of power. And, you know, I don't worry about a total amount of available power as far as KVA.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Recognizing Rusty. Well, that's true. My CNC takes some, but that's not near as much as it takes to lift the car off the ground. Anyway, I'm going to let you and Rusty pick it up while I go back over here and study what parts I need to get these receivers working. I think I have to order a Bluetooth connection and an app on my phone, but I don't know, to get it all working. Anyway, Rusty, good talking to you. Pick it up with Steve. I'm going to go back to studying. W4DJW.
Goodbye, Dave, and good to hear you. Go ahead, Steve.
We'll talk soon, and hopefully next weekend we'll get a little bit of flight time in. See you soon. Rusty, I'm not going to be able to talk for about another minute or two longer. I got to run on into Ingles. My wife is already in there creating economic havoc.
Hey, I mean, she's just keeping the economy going, my friend. That's what wives are for. And so you can stand to talk for a few more minutes. It won't hurt you too bad.
Well, she's going to do something good for my Father's Day for tonight. She's in there getting some of the best boar's head corned beef that she can get her hands on. And she's going to do corned beef sandwiches tonight that are absolutely killer. She gets the boar's head corned beef, boar's head sauerkraut, and then we get the Sorrento cheese to go on it. And man, with that good old rye bread, that's some of the best corned beef sandwiches. Ain't nobody around here can top them.
Sounds like the ones I make when I break down and get all the stuff to do it. And right now, food's not interesting to me. I just had some nice broiled Canadian flounder at the Blue Bay over here. And decided to vacate the table since I was one person taking up a four-person table. And they were starting to get crowds backing up out in the lobby. So I figured I'd leave it and head back to the house because I got a 20-meter net to call at 3 o'clock.
Well, you better get prepped up then, bud. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and jump off of here and go on in and make sure that I'm going to survive this economically. So I'll talk to you soon. KN4, NWA, I'll be clear after you final.
Hi, Steve. Just bail out on me. Talk to you later. KN4 VWA, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.